Question. As you told that science uses pre-existing mechanisms, how this can be explained in case of computer codes and programming? Yeah. I didn't say that science cannot further modify or tap or utilize pre-existing mechanisms and modify them to some extent. Just like even I give the example of a farmer. A farmer will use, or a fruit farmer or orchard runner maybe use a mango seed. But even in the traditional culture, there are some forms of plant interbreeding and fruit harvestation. By which sometimes you can get a small mango, sometimes you can get a big mango, sometimes you can get a slightly different color mango. So plant interbreeding was one of the skills that one of the 64 skills that Krishna learned thousands of years ago when he descended on this world. That's what the Bhagavata mentions. That means that ability to process or modify the pre-existing mechanism in nature, that to some extent is present before also. Now yes, when we, so similar, same applies to our right generation of computer codes or our programming. What I am talking about is something more fundamental. Yes, we may write some codes, but the capacity for those codes to be utilized, that itself requires certain functionality. For example, if the semiconductor effect would not have been there, then we would have practically no electronic technology. And even if we wrote computer codes, the computer codes would not be functional. They would not have any environment in which to function. So, if we consider the hierarchy, there are three fundamental truths in existence. What is Upanishads call it? Tattvatray. There is the Jagat, there is the Jiva, and there is the Jagdish. So, Jagat is matter, Jiva is consciousness, and Jagdish is the Supreme Lord. So now these three, Jagdish, Jiva and Jagat, these three are fundamental truths of existence. Among these three, the Jagat is insentient. Jagat is unconscious. And Jiva is conscious. And the Jagdish is supreme conscious. So the, because the Jiva is superior to Jagat, in the sense that the Jiva is conscious, Jagat is not conscious. So Jiva has the capacity to modify and alter, change matter to some extent. And that is the capacity which is there present because of consciousness. And spirituality does not deny this ability or reject this ability. Spirituality simply tells us that we have the capacity to control matter, but control it in a way that will be spiritually constructive, that will further our inner growth. So for example, we have the power of speaking. So now I can use my power of speech to speak about mundane subject matters, to speak about sense gratification, to propagate atheism. Or I can use my power of speech to speak about Krishna and myself go closer towards Krishna and take others closer to Krishna. So either way, I will have the ability to control and move my tongue and my speech mechanism in a particular way. How I use it will vary. So scripture itself acknowledges the fact that we have the capacity to control nature to some extent. And it doesn't deny that ability. It urges us to use that ability in a harmonious way. So yes, so from that philosophical perspective, we do have the capacity to modify things in nature, and we can write computer codes and programs for modifying things in nature. But the capacity for those computer codes and programs to create further modifications, that require certain, they require certain pre-existing arrangements in nature which we have not created. And those pre-existing arrangements are ultimately by the arrangement of God.